AP News. I'm Ed Donahue at Arlington National Cemetery. President Biden laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns on Memorial Day. Earlier, the president returned to the White House after meeting with families of the victims of the deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
The pain is palpable, and I think a lot of it's unnecessary. So I'm going to continue to push, and we'll see how this works.
19 children and two adults were killed in Texas. The president says he hopes to reach a compromise with rational Republicans on changing gun laws.
I consider McConnell a rational Republican, and Cornyn is as well. I think there's a recognition on their part that we can't continue like this. We can't do this.
In Congress, a bipartisan group of senators talked over the weekend to see if they could reach even a modest compromise on gun legislation. There have been reports the U.S. may send long-range rocket systems to Ukraine. President Biden was asked about it.
We're not going to send to Ukraine rocket systems that can strike into Russia.
A French journalist was killed in eastern Ukraine, hit by shell shrapnel while covering a Ukrainian evacuation operation. Bands of rain and gusty winds lashed Mexico's southern Pacific coast as the first hurricane of the eastern Pacific season advanced slowly toward a stretch of tourist beaches. A boat capsized in a Colorado lake overnight, leaving one woman dead, 10 people hospitalized, one man missing. The top monkeypox expert at the World Health Organization says she doesn't expect the hundreds of cases reported so far to turn into another pandemic, but acknowledge there are still many unknowns about the disease, including how exactly it's spreading and whether the suspension of mass smallpox immunization decades ago may somehow be speeding its transmission. This is AP News. An AP survey shows the thinking of Democratic and Republican governors on gun violence mirrors a partisan divide.
Democratic governors are amplifying their calls for greater restrictions on guns, while Republican governors are emphasizing more security at schools. There was agreement that the governors have a responsibility to try to do something. Governors of both parties mentioned the need to invest in mental health services and training. But when asked about people younger than 21 being prohibited from buying guns and ammunition magazines being limited to no more than 10 bullets, many Democratic governors said yes. But many Republican governors either sidestepped the questions or said they opposed them. I'm Mike Hempen.
Two people were killed, 20 others were injured after a crash that sent two cars careening into a crowd of bystanders and an annual Memorial Day weekend cruise night in Lincoln, Nebraska. Police do not believe it's an intentional act. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.